Kim here from JustAskKim.com with another social media news bite. And in today's news, the FTC has again cracked down on Google with claims that they are not doing a great job of separating paid content from unpaid content, meaning that the distinction between which content is sponsored versus which content is unsponsored is rather vague. Well, you've probably heard that before. In fact, that's one of Google's big pet peeves with our websites. So if you wonder where Google's getting the hubbub over this, it's that Google wants the same thing from us that the FTC wants from Google, and that's for us to keep paid content very clear and very distinctly marked. Per the FTC guidelines, you'll find a lot of guidelines on how to mark that content, including using sponsored designation, and for Google, we'll also want to use the nofollow designation on those links to make sure that Google is aware that we're not intentionally manipulating link juice when it comes to promoted and sponsored content. You'll want to be sure that you're doing that and marking both sponsored and nofollow for everything from advertorials to affiliate links to anything that you're getting review copies on, that you're getting kickbacks on, that you're getting anything from the company. Those all count as sponsored per the FTC credentials, and you'll want to be sure that you mark those so that your business is playing within the boundaries of the law.